Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to Spirit Diaries. Today, I'm updating you about the future of the podcast. A little sad, a little happy, a little exciting. We will see what the future holds. Now, some of you may have heard an episode that released that wasn't supposed to release. And that's all I'm going to say. It was something that I recorded that I put up on the back end. It was sort of for myself, and I eventually decided not to post that episode. But I did, and essentially in that episode, I quit the podcast. So I do want to talk about that just a little bit. I am at this place with this podcast where, if you're a new listener, this might not make sense, but this podcast was hundreds of stories of me growing up as a psychic medium. I initially started this podcast not expecting anybody to listen. It was sort of this audio diary that I had started to get all of this off my chest because growing up a medium, as many of you can imagine, was very isolating. It was not cool. It was not exciting. And it was very overwhelming and scary. And I sort of detailed my journey of coming to terms with trying to find facts and verifying that I wasn't losing my mind and actually getting checked out by lots of doctors to make sure I was okay and healthy and that my brain wasn't breaking on me. So I had a huge journey with it. A lot of that got really personal, and I didn't realize when I started this podcast, but a lot of that had a lot of trauma. And I honestly never realized how much trauma in my life stemmed from mediumship. And it's really interesting telling the story back to really see how this part of my life that I thought was really small, I thought it was like, oh yeah, I'm like 10% medium, 90% normal person, how much that percentage was so much different and how being a medium is just like integrated into every single second of my life. So it was hard. And what was even harder about recording this podcast was that because I was telling it as I felt in the moment, a lot of you were under the impression I was still being affected by a lot of that trauma or that I hadn't come to terms or acceptance with myself. And I have a long time ago, but telling it in the mindset I was in was, I think, a little confusing for some of you. And it also started a lot of conversations that we had on the back end or in DMs or emails of people reaching out, wanting to talk more about some of these traumatic experiences, which I was totally cool with. I love talking to you all, but I realized in terms of my mental health, it was really hard because I kept reliving these moments that I had long moved past. So these really horrible moments of my life have been living rent-free in my head. And I know I talked a lot about relationships and my personal life, and some of those relationships are on the mend, or some of those relationships don't exist anymore. And it was sort of difficult seeing messages about people saying, oh, never talk to that person again, or, oh, I hope this is going well, when I am talking to that person again and the situation they hope was going well went worse. So it was a lot of trauma to process. So I have decided that this podcast while I did quit publicly, I am quitting again, only in terms of my personal stories, and I have removed them from being listened to. I really wanted to give this raw, exposing journey of mediumship to you all, but I feel like having it in audio form was a lot to handle, and I may not be the best person to have all of that information and trauma out there. I think it was out there for like 4 years now, so hopefully if you heard it, it helped. But from this point on, I think Spirit Diaries will be changing if the podcast does continue. At this point, I am taking a hiatus. A lot of people in our family have been dying, some expected, some very unexpected, and we are just starting this new phase of life where the older generation is getting older and we're starting to lose, you know, a lot of really close family, and it's been really difficult. So there are a lot of personal things that we do need to focus on first, because I do always want you all to put yourself first, and I can't say that without also trying to put myself first. But for this podcast to continue, I think I need your help. If you'd like to see this continue, I personally think the way forward for Spirit Diaries is sharing stories. That's what we've always been about, is telling stories. And I would love to tell your personal stories, unfiltered, completely real. So if that's something that you would like to share, please email us at helpmespiritdiaries@gmail.com and tell us your story. And we will share that. I think having a conglomeration of stories, and if this happens, you might see a few of my less personal ones pop back up in there. I just think this is the way forward. It takes so much time to create a podcast, and it's really difficult to do alone. And I would love to be able to interact with you all, because that's been my favorite part of Spirit Diaries. And I think this would be such a fun way to put real stories out there, ones that aren't dramatized or made scarier than they are, because some stories are allowed to just be fun or silly or just not too scary. The other day, we had a little girl voice singing in my office, and we both audibly heard it. The animals audibly heard it. We all ran in to investigate, and nothing was in here. So it's just some stories like that, that, you know, maybe it's not too spooky, but it's still fun to talk about. That's going to be the future of Spirit Diaries. So if you do want to see that happen, send us your stories and then we will read them. And that is how the podcast will continue. If not, that's okay. We might take a break for quite an extended period of time. That being said, with our investigation series, so we have a Spirit Diaries investigation series that is a video series over on YouTube that we don't ever want to end, and that we do plan on continuing. So the video side of this is absolutely not done at all. That's definitely continuing. Robert and I have been brainstorming. Why those don't come out more frequently is because it takes a very long time to edit those episodes. Season one, those episodes took me about 3 full months, and I'm talking about like 40 to 80 hour work weeks, months to edit those. And it's because we have so many cameras that we record the entire time we're there. So we have hours upon hours upon hours of footage for me to go through and then slowly pick out the boring parts and make sure I include fun parts and make sure I'm not removing enough to make it completely unrealistic to what was happening. So those are always really fun, but they take a lot of work. So between work and real life and everything like that, it is a little difficult to find time to edit. And these locations are really expensive, so it does take Robert and I a little bit of time to rebuild our income to go and film those. So the best way you can support us on YouTube is just by clicking subscribe. It's free. And then watching our videos, sharing them with your friends, and that will help. We really, really, really have so many plans, and I will tell you, we have a map of hundreds of locations, and we loved filming that series, and that's something we'd love to continue to do forever. So don't think that just because the podcast is ending slash taking a break slash maybe reinventing, if you all decide to help us out with some stories, that doesn't mean that the video series is going away. That is staying alive, and I'm excited for the future. I'm really excited for this turn. I think this is going to be a healthier balance for our mental health and our normal life work balance. So it's been really fun, and I really appreciate you all, and I am excited for this next chapter in our journey. And I hope you guys will be there along with it. And again, about those origin story episodes, while they are gone from the podcast, they are also gone on YouTube and they are also gone on Patreon. So those are completely gone. And I do hope you all understand that I think this is the best move I can make for the sake of my mental health. And I hope we can all agree that it's time to move forward. And yes, I'm excited. Well, I hopefully will see you all around in the Spirit Diaries space soon. We are most active on Instagram and YouTube, so I will see you there. And yeah, if you have stories, don't forget to send them to helpmespiritdiaries@gmail.com. Until next time.